The Ramen Noodle is sponsored by books. Read one today. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 71. Welcome back to another crazy episode of The Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of clean comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as The Ramen Noodle. And joining me in studio is my co-host, my normal co-host, Jeremy Laughlin, also known as Fleegon.
I got called normal again. And by the way, it's co-host, okay?
Co-host.
Yeah.
Co-host. My co-host, Jeremy.
It doesn't have to have that, is that Klingon inflection.
Is that Sir Kahost?
Sure.
Or just Kahost? Oh, have you been knighted a Kahost?
Why not?
Okay. Well, it's daylight outside now, so I don't think you can be knighted a Kahost.
At least it's not Friday.
It's Friday.
No, it's not Friday. You can't
sing
it.
It's Monday.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Tuesday.
Gotta go to work on Monday. That song would be so depressing. No one would watch it if it
sounds
was
like you're
called
reading
Monday.
A book or something.
Don't you ever interrupt me when I'm reading a book, man.
Can we just make this a book club podcast right now?
Let's talk about the Starving Games.
Oh, yes.
And also joining us in studio is the most beautiful co-host I've ever had. No, it's obviously not Jeremy because I already introduced him. It's my gorgeous. My gorgeous wife, Jenny, is joining us in studio as well.
Drinking strawberry milk.
The fact that you had already introduced me is the only way they would know for sure that you weren't talking about me, of course.
No offense to my other co-hosts in my other podcast, which is like only one other one that I have a co-host in it at the moment.
It's okay. You're allowed to prefer your wife over all others.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for giving me
permission. And state it publicly.
And Jenny is on Twitter as Jenny's Nook, or Jenny Snook, if you prefer.
Nice.
And that opening video, by the way, is, if you're not familiar with it, that's Julian Smith, not Jillian Smith, or whoever that lady is on TV that talks about weight loss.
Jillian Michaels.
Oh, Jillian. Okay. Yeah, it's not
her.
So
you probably won't confuse them.
Yeah.
At all.
This is Julian Smith. It's a guy with the name Julian.
And not Jillian. And the last name Smith and not Michaels. It's a guy and not a girl. And he's not even talking about fitness or weight loss.
But he is
reading
a book.
Just don't confuse the two.
He's reading a book, man.
He is.
Yeah, it's his great
or he
song,
was.
I'm Reading a Book, which he doesn't really sing except a little bit later. But we'll have a link to that in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/71.
It's Shao Nates.
Are you going to change every pronunciation?
Why not?
The keywords I use?
A lot of them. Why not?
And this is Jeremy. Who just had a heart attack.
That's because someone in the chat room said, anyone else hearing a slight buzz? And I read it, anyone else feeling a slight buzz? And I thought I was being accused because I'm weird and not normal, even though I'm the normal co-host.
But, you know, speaking of weird and not normal people, we do have a live chat room and we do this podcast every other Monday night. And we do this over at noodle.mx/live because the Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. And in the chat room, we've got Drew or DC King 97 from West Side of Mars podcast. And I didn't win their award. I was kind of bummed. We've got my wife, Jenny. We've got Jay Lestrand and Nev Rothwin. I have trouble pronouncing that one. And O Wise One. And a couple anonymouses in there.
And Corey just left.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't want to be named, but too bad.
Chevrolet just left.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm snarky right now.
So join us every other Monday night when we record this live. We're recording this right now on June 6th. So the next episode that we'll record will be on June 20th. And we'll do that live on noodle.mx/live. So you can join us there and plan to laugh as we do it live.
It is June 6th, 2011. The time is 7:20 p.m. Eastern. The temperature in this particular zip code is 83 degrees.
I'm going to eat this spoonful of hoisin sauce.
What? You go right ahead and do that.
Well, in this episode, we've got a few themes or a couple themes that we're going to cover, but we've also got some funny things to share with you and some funny stuff that's happened with us within the last couple weeks.
My birthday's this month.
It is. Ooh. So everybody is going to have to send. It's federally required that you send a birthday present.
I thought you said everyone's going to have to sin.
What? Not on my birthday.
No, it's not that person's birthday.
Wow.
But speaking of sinning. It's funny stuff within the last 2 weeks. Now, I've been taking notes. I've got this great program that works on my phone and computer and all of this stuff called SpringPad, and it's enabled me to be able to take
They're not sponsoring,
notes.
Right?
No, they're not sponsoring, but it is free, so you could check it out.
Well, you should Maybe. Have called it, like, I don't know, coil paper or something instead of SpringPad.
Right. Well... And we are currently being sponsored by water. And all of you, if you now feel the urge to suddenly pee.
No, don't say that.
We were good.
We were going so well.
Here's something that Jenny and I went to a concert just recently. Jenny being my wife. We went to a concert recently. And it was a benefit concert for a friend. And there was this guy sitting in the row in front of us, an older gentleman, and he had a little air tank beside him there that he was breathing out of.
And let me guess, you kept reaching up when he wasn't looking and shutting the valve.
What is this dude?
Then he'd look back confusedly and open it again.
And then I'd take my little balloon, I'd stick his tube on the balloon and just start putting helium in through it.
Yeah, I'm sure helium. He was breathing helium.
I think his voice would have sounded a little different.
Well, so he's got this air tank there that he's breathing from. Maybe he's like ultra racist or something. He's like, I don't want to breathe the same air you're breathing. I brought my own air. It's the new trend these days. Bring your own air.
How is that B-Y-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S Elitist.
And you'd think a guy like this, having to breathe out of this machine, or maybe it was a cooler and he had a couple of sodas in there or something. Oh, but
that's what it was.
Yeah, I just like breathing the cold air that was trapped inside the cooler.
Verner's inside of there. And he just loves that smell that makes you choke up from Verner's soda. You know, the ginger ale.
Uh-huh.
I love that stuff. That's really good. But you'd think this guy...
They're not a sponsor either.
No, they should be. You'd think this guy wouldn't have a good singing voice. Or you think he wouldn't sing at all. Being that, like, he barely has enough air there, so he has to carry air around with him in this little air tank. And it cannot be used as a flotation device, by the way. It would probably sink.
Why not? Oh, right.
You would think...
How about a scuba diving tank?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe he's a deep sea diver.
I bet that's what he was.
And he's just gotten used to it. The air.
Yeah.
So he's like a fish out of water.
Or
anyway, when it came time that we sang also along with this during this concert, I was so surprised that this guy had the best sounding male voice of all of the guys that were around us. I think
it was pretty good
of like the audience that was there. I'm not comparing him to the performers, but the people around us. This guy sounded like a professional singer. And he was carrying this air tank around with him.
Like, Susan Boyle's got nothing on you. In terms of surprise.
Yeah, he didn't quite have the attitude, the shoulder bumping attitude or whatever that Susan Boyle has.
She has attitude?
Yeah, she came onto the stage and she was like, I'm however old she is. And she was like, and I'm single, but that's not an advert. She actually said advert.
Yeah, and she like bumped her shoulders back and forth. You know,
I'm not well versed in Susan Boyle stuff.
You should check her out on YouTube.
I probably should.
Yeah.
Even though it was not an advert.
But maybe Susan Boyle now is going to start carrying around an air tank. Or maybe if she did, she would be an even better singer.
That cat's out of the bag. But this guy could go compete as well.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear now the tank squeaking behind him. Like, it could be like a Pixar short sort of thing. He like takes about 5 minutes to adjust the microphone and straighten the hunch
like
in his back. And then he just belts it out and he only has to sing for 5 seconds and everyone sits there stunned in silence. And then they erupt into applause and they're throwing things on the stage and something random
baby
hits him
deer.
In the head. And that's the end. And then the feature length film starts.
I had to knock his teeth out because
that's
be
right. And it'd be the same guy who was playing chess and the same guy who did other
Chris.
Stuff.
The Jerry.
What?
Chris? Jerry?
Jerry.
I'm
Jerry's
Jeremy.
Game.
Jerry's game.
That's Daniel, your husband.
No, I'm talking about the old guy.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Jerry.
Jerry's game.
I didn't know him either.
The chess guy from Pixar.
Yeah.
His name is Jerry.
Jerry's yes. game, but it looks like Chris. I don't know why I thought
it was
Chris.
Why isn't Susan Boyle in Pixar shorts?
Because
maybe they don't make them the right size for her. I don't know.
Aw. He didn't mean that, Susan.
Who obviously listens to this podcast. But hey, Susan, if you ever do, you're welcome to come on and be a guest on this podcast.
And sing us a song.
So, Jeremy, what happened funny with you within the last couple of weeks?
Well, this will be, it all happened so fast. You were there, both of you.
It was.
And I don't know if, I think you saw it at some point. I don't know if you saw it happen. We were at a festival in Cincinnati. And they closed several blocks of a street. And we were all down there trying different foods. It's called Taste of Cincinnati. And it was super crowded. It was shoulder to shoulder most of the time. And you had to, you know, nudge your way through the crowd to get anywhere or just kind of follow part of the herd, the one that was going the way you wanted to.
It's very much like Willy Wonka. You end up having to lick the buildings to get a good taste of Cincinnati.
I didn't lick any buildings, but I cannot say for certain that he did not.
The Snozberry building tasted just like Snozberries.
We have a Snozberry building? That's awesome.
They who dream dreams are the... Go ahead.
One day robots will have dreams. So since everybody was down there to buy food and stuff, they had to be in the street. But the sidewalks were not the side where you could actually buy stuff from the vendors. So they were kind of clear. So people would go up there to kind of get a break from the crowds. And we were standing up there trying to figure out where to go next, or some people were eating something or whatever. And a guy comes pushing a stroller. I don't know how people were managing strollers in that crowd. And he goes to get over the curb up onto the sidewalk. And the man and the child, I assume was his son, were black. And I mention that because it really made this whole picture even better. Because the man was not only pushing the stroller with two hands, but he in one hand was holding a plate with a funnel cake on it. And if you know what funnel cake is, it's kind of a, I'm sure it's really, really horrible for you, kind of a pastry thing. And it's
deep
covered.
Fried.
Yeah. And it's covered in powdered sugar. Absolutely covered.
But
or at least it's supposed to be.
Delicious.
It is.
It's supposed to be covered in powdered sugar. This man's, however, had less because as he pushed the stroller up over the curb onto the sidewalk, the plate bounced and covered the child in powdered sugar.
Did the kid know what was going on?
I don't know. He looked to be about three or so. And he was just kind of... Now, it dusted him in powdered sugar, but I felt as though it had been going on for quite a while. Because
it's snowing.
He was, I mean, his hair was practically white with the stuff. His clothes, his face, he was just covered in powdered sugar, and he was just, he didn't look really happy, but he was just kind of taking it. And and as the plate's bouncing along in his father's hand, there's powdered sugar raining down on him.
It would have been hilarious if the kid were sleeping.
He's going to wake up.
What's
that
this?
Much sweeter. Doesn't he look sweet?
He'll grow up thinking that whenever he has dandruff, it's edible.
Ew.
Oh my.
Why doesn't this taste like the dandruff I had as a baby?
Only you would think of that.
That's almost what I said. What? Did that bring back memories?
I never ate my dandruff.
All right, gross.
I'm glad to know that one at least. We'll cross that one off the list.
I never ate my boogers either.
Oh, good.
Let's not talk about boogers.
Did you eat paste?
Paste?
That's a. I hear that. Sometimes I'm not even sure what paste is, but everybody says kids eat paste, and I don't even know. Oh, well, that's all right.
No, I think. It's not.
Well, it's not all right, but it's not like glue. Yeah,
I did eat paste once, but I think I've told that story before.
Oh, I think you have. I think we've had this conversation.
I used to glue my hands, like put glue on my hands and then like peel it off.
I did that.
I loved that. But after a while, that got boring.
I don't think I was ever covered in powdered sugar.
What kind of paste are you talking about?
I don't know. I think it's an old-timey
like
thing.
Toothpaste or?
No,
I'm thinking like glue. Paste, glue.
Probably before Elmer's glue.
Paste.
Head paste. Hair paste.
Head paste.
Piping paste.
Have you had your serving of paste today?
Jenny, what do you have that's funny that's happened within the last couple of weeks?
Well, today I went to the dentist.
Dun, dun, dun.
And they numbed me up really good. And I actually started drooling out the side of my mouth. And I told her, I was like, I think I'm drooling. She's like, that's okay. We're used to that. And then like I started shaking because I guess my body was nervous about it. I was trying to tell myself not to shake. But I shook anyways. And like... ugh. I had 3 cavities to fill today. And
30?
3. That would have been bad. I don't think I have 30 teeth.
Every single tooth, except 2.
Oh, boy. Anyway. So one of them had a silver filling in them that a previous dentist had put in. And today they had to drill through that because that tooth had a cavity in it. It ended up being really bad. I thought I was going to have to get a root canal. So glad I didn't. But anyway, as they were drilling away, like I was getting all this silver dust all over my face because it's like they were kind of sanding it or hang on, filing it. Yeah, sanding it kind of to remove it. So when I left, I looked in the mirror and I had like silver sparkles all over Yikes. My face.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. And then I went to Walmart and I tried to ask for the phone booth because I wanted to call Daniel and he didn't have my phone with me. So I was like trying to say the word phone booth and with a really payphone. That's what I was trying to say. Payphone. And with a half numb lip. That's really hard to say. So I had to explain. My mouth is half numb, so disregard.
I'm sorry about the silver drool I just spit on you.
And normally I smile at everyone.
I'm not an alien, really.
Yeah. Just ask everyone. Like I smile and wave at pretty much anybody. Yeah. So smiling was difficult today. Like I did like half a smile at people. I hope people weren't thinking I was flirting with them or anything. So that's my funny story.
Did she just smirk at me?
I felt so weird. I was like, I don't want to look at anybody. That's my funny story. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, and is it okay if we embed that video in the show notes?
Yeah.
We'll put this video that Jenny recorded of after she got back from the dentist. We'll put it in the show notes.
After I got back from the dentist and the Walmart.
Yeah.
The Walmart. What did I say?
The buy the more.
Between the two, which one is more scarring? The dentist. Back from, yeah, that. We'll have that in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/71.
Chow nattes.
You say that and it makes me think of GLaDOS, like shall not be mourned.
Shall not be mourned.
Yes. Speaking of GLaDOS, Jeremy.
Huh?
I've got a little announcement. We're going to have a GLaDOS.
Whoa, wait, what?
No, wait a minute. Wait,
no.
Who? There's no good way for this to come out.
I got that. Sorry, let me try that again.
Oh, crap, you ruined it.
Let me try this again. Jeremy?
Yes?
You're going to have a GLaDOS.
Wait, what?
okay, let me try this again. Jeremy?
Yes?
Remember that lady you killed?
Oh. I thought we were going to try about again.
Okay.
It was a not a lady. Just had a simulated female voice.
But you threw all her pieces into a fire.
I know.
You tore her to pieces.
She's not even angry.
But what I'm saying is trying to communicate through that new hairdo that you're sporting tonight.
Excuse me.
I like his new hairdo.
I just said it was a new hairdo.
He's trying to get through it. Apparently, there's something about it that's difficult to get through.
Maybe it's too much.
All right. Fuzz. You know what?
Pink fuzz?
At this point.
Anyway. The Noodle Mix Network community has very happily raised enough money for you to get Portal 2.
What?
So it's already on its way. Going really? Straight to your house. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yippee. Yep. Ooh, cue the little party noise.
One of the... Oh, yeah. The little party noise.
Even the monkeys. I mean the audience. The audience. They're not monkeys.
The monkeys rejoice. So this means that you're going to now get to quote all of these Portal 2 lines with us.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy.
And for anyone that doesn't know, GLaDOS is the main computer from Portal, and Portal 2 is an awesome sequel. Portal itself was an awesome game. You've got to get it. Go get both of them. Portal, the original Portal, you have to play before you play Portal 2. And if you want to buy Portal 2, we've got an affiliate link for it at Amazon.com. But the way you get to that is go to noodle.mx/portal2 with the number 2, Portal 2. And that will give you the lowest price on Portal 2, a great price there. Now, what happened is we've mentioned this before is buy Portal 2 for yourself and help Jeremy get it. And some people bought that. And then someone...
Some people bought that.
And then one of the listeners said... was looking at my other affiliate things, and he said that he needed web hosting. And he essentially, these aren't his exact words, but he essentially said, I'll use your affiliate link for web hosting if you'll put the money toward getting Portal 2 for Jeremy.
Aww.
That's sweet.
It wasn't quite an ultimatum like that, but it was pretty close. It was close enough that I thought, yeah, I'll gladly do that.
Ultimatums are fine if they get me stuff.
So,
thank you, everyone. I am quite honored.
So, Jeremy, here's your mission.
Uh-oh.
And everyone else out there, here's your mission. Jeremy has Portal 2 on the way. All of you need to get Portal 2. So go to noodle.mx/portal2 and buy it for yourself. It's available on all sorts of consoles. And then by next episode, I expect that you all have played at least some of Portal 2.
It's pretty much awesome.
Not necessarily all of it, but at least some of it.
Okay. I'll do my best to work that into my...
It is longer than original Portal, yes, which is great.
Good.
Longer.
Yeah.
Good. And it has multiplayer capabilities. Mm-hmm. So
Portal
the joy
2
lives
podcast
on.
Someday. I'm just saying.
That might have to happen, yeah.
Share the joy.
But Portal is awesome, and it's absolutely hilarious. You guys have got to check it out sometime. But speaking of video games, have you heard that the PlayStation Network has been hacked?
And heard.
Yeah. Several times it's been hacked.
Well, it got shut down because it was such a big breach. And then I think something else happened that was less serious. But yeah, it's a little on a more serious note than this podcast calls for. I think that's going to happen a lot. So, you know, be careful who you trust.
Well, someone was so upset about PlayStation Network being down
that he ripped off his shirt.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes.
So this is a video, and we'll play the audio for you. This is a large black man, very muscular black man.
Is this a clean video?
Yes, it is. And he is shirtless. He's wearing pants, though, so don't worry. And we'll have this video in the show notes, but you've got to listen to this. And you start to question this guy's masculinity after a moment. But this he is upset because of the PlayStation Network being down for so long.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Disco Sean 21. I know one of you little cats done hacked into the PlayStation Network, man. I can't live without my Call of Duty, and I tell you what, please, man, unhack into it. Please bring it back online, dude. Please. I can't live without playing with my Call of Duty 4 online. I'm always on there shooting people, sniping people. Just, I'm just out there getting buck wild, man. Just doing a darn thing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Turn it off.
He's now in convulsions, shaking with his gold necklace, too.
Please, and man, the PlayStation.
Unhack it. Please bring it back online, man. I went on the other day trying to play Call of Duty, and I couldn't. It was telling me that the PlayStation Network was ongoing for unforeseen task or something. Come on, man. No one of you little smart teenage or 10-year-old hackers hacked into the PlayStation Network. I'm begging you, man. I'm begging you. Please bring it back online. I gotta play my Call of Duty. Network, come back online.
Whoa.
Monday.
Now he's banning his Monday. PlayStation 3.
Be back online.
On Monday. Himself.
On Monday. If it ain't back online on Monday, I'm crying like a...
Uh-oh! Forgot that, did ya?
Wow. That was
wow.
And he
interesting.
Obviously, he's very emotionally attached to his PlayStation 3.
He's a lot of things that
he
I can't
like,
say.
Holding it like he was holding it to his chest. I just expected him to start petting it or something.
I think he's just a person. All right, how many views does that video have?
662,000 oh views.
Well, I'm sure he was hoping for over a million, but...
Which, yeah, it's not quite Rebecca Black level.
No, no. She's more pleasant. Yeah. That was painful.
His voice actually got really high.
So what goes through the mind of a person like this?
I want my video to go viral, so I'm going to be as ridiculous as possible.
He's playing Call of Duty, obviously, since he keeps referring to that game.
Yeah.
He's playing Call of Duty. The system goes down. So his thought is, oh, no, I better rip off my shirt, not my gold necklace. Gold chain necklace. And I'm serious. He's wearing
a gold
chain necklace.
I believe it is called bling.
I'm going to keep my bling on, but not my shirt. Grab my PlayStation 3, shake it all over the place, and shake it all about.
I know. Whoa. He's going to get word that the network's back up. He's going
to
plug it in, and it doesn't work.
I'm going to teach Daniel the hokey pokey. Oh. So next time we can sing it right.
That'll be the opening song.
You put your PlayStation in, you put your PlayStation out, you put your PlayStation in, and you shake it all about. Yeah. So then he decides, what part of this does he think is going to make him look more masculine?
I don't think he cared.
I mean, he could have just stood there and said, look at your PlayStation. Now look at mine. Now look at yours. Now
oh,
look at mine.
That would have been awesome.
Does your PlayStation work? No. Does mine work? No. And he could have done an awesome parody of like
he
that.
He didn't have a good enough idea to make a video, but we showed it.
He's extremely muscular. And well, he's got better muscles than Mustafa, the Old Spice guy.
That's why he was holding the PlayStation up, so you couldn't see the really slight like sag of his...
He's probably got this.
Well, I'm not going to get into more detail than that.
Big beer belly behind the PlayStation or something.
I don't know. He looks kind of buff.
Maybe he's got a tattoo that he's hiding, and the tattoo says, I love Xbox 360.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe. Probably not.
So when you can't have something, I do not recommend ripping off your shirt and crying about it on the internet, especially if you want to continue to appear masculine.
Well, you know, guys, we're talking to you.
Yeah, guys.
And that wouldn't be appropriate for girls.
The same advice, though, does go for girls, too.
It does, except for the maintaining your masculinity part.
Yeah. Just think of it as maintaining your
all dignity.
Appropriateness. Yeah.
Yes, dignity.
And dignity. His and stuff.
Hey, what is that? Ooh, what's that?
And Jeremy is suddenly distracted.
Ooh, shiny.
But I love
oh, that thing has numbers on it.
Jeremy, do you have trouble waking up in the morning?
Wait, this isn't a dream?
Like 7 a.m. getting up in the morning?
Yeah.
When you got to have your bowl and got to have cereal?
Yeah, sinking clock ticking on and on. Yeah, I do. You could say that. It would probably be an understatement.
Well, here is a design concept for an alarm clock.
I tweeted that.
I saw it first, I think.
Oh! And let's go back and look at our timeline.
This is just a concept design for an alarm clock.
I would never buy that.
That you put your money into it.
Why would anybody do this?
And the concept is, it says, the description here is... Oh, it doesn't have one. But the concept is that if you hit the snooze button, it starts to shred your money.
And it's got a $100 bill
snooze,
in the picture.
Or if you just don't get there in time.
It has a couple $100 bills
in the
picture.
What if you hit your clock and it falls on the floor? That would make a lot of angry people.
I would probably not start with $100 bills. First of all, that would require me to have some. But, you know,
I can really see an
application for this. If you're going to lose your job if you don't get out of bed, you're going to lose a lot more money than what's in the clock.
Very true.
So why not just compound your pain? If you sleep in too late, you'll lose the job and what money you had. Oh, I mean, it's incentive. That's what I meant. Nice. Look at the time on that clock.
What time is it on that clock?
Time really costs. 8:15. Who gets to sleep in until 8:15 as part of their job?
I do.
Yeah, but that's not part of your job.
I don't have a job.
Lots of people. Lots of people.
Who would have a hard time waking up at 8:15?
Oh,
I would.
Well, but see, if you were supposed to wake up earlier, that's why the shredding is happening as we look at that picture.
Now, let's ignore for a moment that the destroying of U.S. currency is against the law.
Okay.
This is a great idea, I think.
It's against the... Well, if we were to pull apart that law, I think that we might find a loophole.
I know someone, speaking of loopholes, I know someone who this would probably work well on.
Really?
Because I've worked with him before, and it's no one here in this room, that, just wanted to clarify that, that has difficulty being on time and waking up on time in the morning. And so for a little while, there was a policy that if he didn't make it in on time, he would have to buy lunch for someone else in the department.
Oh.
And we figured if we started making it cost him, then he would maybe start waking up earlier.
That's kind of an awesome policy.
And it kind of helped start getting him up. But maybe this is the kind of thing we should do. Just put his paycheck inside of there.
Yikes.
But does anybody even have paychecks? Yeah.
That's his whole paycheck.
And probably just a representation of a direct deposit.
Yeah, I know. That's what stinks. It's like, whoop-de-doo. Thanks for the receipt.
Put his birth certificate in there.
You don't exist now because you got a plate.
Good luck ever becoming president. Oh, I mean, what?
it's kind of like Back to the Future. As time fades, then his fingers start fading away and toes.
Oh, they got fat before they faded, remember?
And then some crazy guy starts dancing with your mom and laughing evilly.
What are we?
Have you never seen Back to the Future?
I have, but it's been a long time.
You should watch it again. Movie night.
Fingers
we can play
got fat?
Dutch Blitz.
Yes. We can play Dutch Blitz while watching Back to the Future.
His fingers got fat, though?
Yes. His fingers,
no,
like,
they started disappearing.
Up. No, they got big. Like, poof, and then they were like, shh. Didn't make that sound, but they got fatter. Let's go watch the movie. We'll all three watch it together.
And fly a kite. Which, for some reason, I thought of as you started to say that.
Yeah, I tend to think the same thing whenever someone says, let's go. Let's fly a kite. One last thing here to share is, you know, the flip video camera.
Watch your mouth. I'm sorry. Yes, I do know it.
Flipping off the neighbors. Yeah. That's a reference to a previous version of Black Friday or a Friday.
I can't. They might as well call it Black Friday.
Well, some people do call it Black Friday. Oh, but here is another story.
I'm loopy.
That also comes to us courtesy of Mashable and like everybody else. Is the guy that invented the flip camera was extremely successful. He essentially invented this realm of portable, handy digital cameras that could easily, quickly upload video straight to YouTube.
What?
The flip
is
camera
a flip
works.
Camera?
It's a short little camera. It looks like a digital camera, except a little bit taller instead of
it
wide.
It's just kind of an awkward rectangle.
And it takes video.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And then it has a USB plug built right into it. You plug it into your computer, and it can be set up to upload straight onto Facebook right from there. So it's super easy to do stuff like that.
So you don't have to know what you're doing at all.
Right. He created this genre of digital camera products for stupid people. And after being so genius at doing that...
Wait a minute. I just said... Wait. But then you said... This doesn't work out.
Maybe I should stop having my wife on the podcast. We'll call this the foot and mouth noodle.
Life amateur.
This guy was a genius. He created this whole genre. Now, Cisco bought his company, Flip, that makes these cameras.
Captain Cisco.
And he made millions or maybe billions off of this deal. Cisco didn't
do much with
it. And now this is a whole genre of video cameras, and everyone now is making cameras that are better than the Flip. So everyone else is essentially flipping off the
original. Wow. Okay.
No, they're flipping the cameras and flipping them around. Whatever. So this genius, you know what his next genius project is?
Why are you bandying about the word genius?
I know the end of this story.
He's a genius because he created this genre of cameras.
I don't think genre applies. Category. Well, subcategory.
Category. Okay, whatever.
I'm being particular.
This culture of cameras.
Culture.
That was
would
highly,
medium work? This medium of camera.
Highly successful. His name is Jonathan Kaplan.
Oh, that's a genius name. Wait, what?
And no, it's better than Lewis. And I can't register my name anywhere. Seriously, online. Oh. It's like everything's taken because Lewis.
Yeah,
well,
I did that.
So here's his next brilliant idea after he's made millions and billions off of the flip video camera.
Zillions.
Is... Dun, dun, dun.
To be continued.
A grilled cheese empire.
Party noise.
Cricket. Genius cricket.
Well, what he's going to do is there will be... He's using technology to do this and stuff, so it's not completely stupid. But it will be a venture-based nationwide chain of grilled cheese sandwich joints.
Interesting.
After making millions and billions, maybe.
I bet that'll
from
be
the
a
flip
hit
video camera.
With families with little kids.
I like grilled cheese.
I do too. I'm not a kid.
I like grilled cheese also.
And is that tomato soup in the picture?
It is.
Yay. All right. I'm sold.
Me too.
Depending on the price.
Well, and you'll be able to like order
for just
on your
$199,
phone.
Just like the flip.
But you can upload your sandwich straight to YouTube.
Nice.
Your plate tweets for you what you had for lunch.
Everybody already does that anyway, so.
No, they don't.
No?
Your mom does, so.
Oh. So, imagine being this guy. You've made millions of dollars, and you're trying to think.
Wait, what's my name?
Jonathan.
Okay, what's my last name?
Kaplan.
Hmm.
And you're a genius.
I'm the genius Jonathan Kaplan. Stinks that my category of video camera didn't last longer before being overtaken by smartphones. Hmm.
So,
I think I want a sandwich.
So here you're in.
Drown my sorrow. Exactly. In
your what? We now join the rich Jonathan Kaplan as he wakes up at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Forget that bowl of cereal. I'm going straight to lunch, yo.
I have an idea.
Sure, he talks
the
like that.
Grilled cheese sandwich was my idea.
It's like, I don't like original ideas. I just like doing old ideas better.
Well, how can
Which isn't
you,
bad, actually.
A grilled cheese sandwich is even simpler than peanut butter and jelly. Seriously. Grilled
no.
cheese sandwich
well.
Is
no.
bread, cheese, butter, and you grill it.
Or mayo.
Bread,
and you do
cheese,
grill it.
Butter, and you grill it.
But,
bread, cheese, butter, and you grill it. Bread, cheese, butter, and you grill it.
Shun.
But you don't have to grill a PB&J.
Unless you want to.
You just
so you
cut
actually
it
have
half.
Options.
Well, I cut my other sandwiches.
But there are more ingredients to a PB&J.
Yeah, but you don't have to heat it up. It's just you slap it on and
But here's, eat it. Here's a global confusion. Does the J stand for jelly or for jam?
Jam.
Jelly or for jam? Jelly or for...
Peanut butter jelly time!
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. I mean, you gotta have a baseball bat too whenever you eat peanut butter and jelly. You don't have to have a baseball bat with grilled cheese sandwiches. All you need is a flip video camera with your grilled cheese sandwich.
Right. Ooh, will they give out the remains
Ooh,
of those?
That would be and, nice.
Like a free camera to every
like
new customer.
And Happy Meals.
It'll be, it'll be randomly hidden inside your sandwich.
Ew. Nice. That's.
I think I have a camera in my sandwich.
I can't eat this. There's a camera inside of it.
I want my money back.
That'd be really cheesy.
Oh. Wah, wah, wah. Someone's going to throw tomato soup at you.
Ew. Yuck,
oh, honey. Wise one in the chat room just made an excellent point. Three ingredients for both.
Bread,
butter, cheese, bread, jam, peanut butter.
There are more syllables in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That doesn't make it more
Grilled
ingredients.
Cheese. It's two syllables. P, B, and J. That's four syllables. The abbreviated version of a PB and J, of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is twice as long as a grilled cheese.
Oh.
Does that make it less appealing, like for taste?
I think it makes it more economical.
I think it's the peanut butter and the jelly that make it less appealing for taste.
You don't like PB&J?
No.
Sad day.
It is a little bit. Chuck, if you're listening, and
we're referring to
if you've ever made a grilled PB&J and C sandwich, please don't tell us.
C?
Cheese.
Oh. You know, I've actually had a grilled peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yeah.
That's
it was
acceptable.
Elvis Presley's favorite snack.
That's what you're going to say. It was
and
his birthday when
it.
You had it. It was his favorite snack, but he died.
He did die. Ew. But he wasn't eating a...
Don't eat grilled peanut butter and banana
know.
Sandwiches.
I don't know if he was eating a PB&J. Yeah, I don't know. A grilled PB&BJ.
PB&B.
And Winnie suggests that a grilled banana and Nutella sandwich is
Nutella?
Really good.
Nutella? Isn't it Nutella?
I've never had it before, actually.
I've always heard Nutella, but I actually think that it's... made from newts.
What?
So, you know, they just, they,
newts.
They you know, yeah, I don't know.
You
I It sounds
a picture
as though
newts.
It came from an animal to me and or is synthetic. It scares me.
What's the difference between Nutella and Marmite?
Oh,
Marmite.
A huge difference.
Okay, Marmite's like Vegemite, yes.
Marmite and Vegemite, are those the ones?
Marmite and Vegemite are basically yeast poop.
What?
That
no,
you spread.
You got the word in.
You know what we should do? We should start shooting him with Nerf guns.
Yes.
I should get one.
I have... I shouldn't say this in the podcast because...
Let's do that.
We have darts right here. We can just throw them.
Yeah, that's true. Next show... We will have Nerf darts.
I will.
To shoot.
Maybe hide them.
Poisoned Nerf darts.
Hey, speaking of poisoned Nerf darts, it's time to hear from our listeners.
Ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
So did your mom.
Now it's time for some funny stuff that we've heard from our listeners. Now, since Jenny and I recently visited several doctors for several appointments.
Oh, I thought maybe you guys just visited each other sometimes. No, and I thought, aren't you married?
We are.
Thanks for clarifying.
Jenny and I, that is.
Right. Yeah. I'm just having a GLaDOS.
Awkward.
Since we recently visited the dentist and I went to the eye doctor person guy
thing.
Yeah. And we've had some interesting stuff with that. I thought I'd ask our listeners for funny doctor or hospital related stories. And we got some stories from our listeners and from
Storias.
Some not listeners. Here is one from Heather. This isn't the normal Heather that we've heard from before. This is a different Heather.
Hello, that, not normal Heather. Yeah,
Heather number two.
That wasn't a listener previously, but she may be a listener now because she saw me.
It's Heather. It's Heather.
So Heather.
Heather.
Wrote in. Whatever. We got this. She says, hey, Daniel. Okay, here is one of my stories. I thought it was funny, but actually it was sad at the time.
Aww.
So.
I don't like sad stories.
I was a teenager diagnosed with severe asthma when I was a little girl. I'd been to countless number of doctors that couldn't find a way to control it. My mom heard of this one doctor who is more homeopathic. Is that legal?
Do you mean homeopathic?
Oh, yeah, homeopathic.
I was wondering.
Is that legal?
Homeopathic.
Moving on.
Jeremy, do you want to explain what homeopathic means?
Nope.
Please do.
Oh. I know what it means when I hear it, but I can't put it into words because I'm
Google Dictionary.
Yeah. It's like natural remedies?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. He's a natural or alternative remedies kind of doctor. So, my mom heard of this one doctor who was more homeopathic and decided we would give it a try. We got to the appointment and Dr. X, never go to a doctor with a name like that. Dr. X.
I know, and not Dr. Payne, not Dr. Cruel, not Dr. Bone Crunch.
Dr. Smorgasbord, though, makes a great general practitioner.
Oh, my.
Dr. Prod and Poke.
We got to the appointment and Dr. X took my medical history and wiped it clean.
Wow. That's quite the doctor. Wow.
You have been erased.
Delete.
And asked me a few questions. He seemed pretty normal. Then he wanted me to walk up 4 flights of stairs.
Oh.
Just imagine this. She's going into the doctor. I've said the phrase imagine this far too many times in this episode.
That should be the episode title.
She's going to the doctor looking for a solution to her asthma. And he says, go run up the stairs. 4 flights of stairs.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
She's going to have an asthma attack.
Well, that's what happened. She says, when I was done, I was wheezing terribly. And he looked at me and said, I have never seen anyone get asthma that quick. I thought to myself, finally, he's going to give me some kind of help. Well, Dr. X left the room and came back within a few minutes. I was in the middle of an asthma attack, by the way. And he handed me a paper brown bag.
What?
I looked at him questioningly, and he said to breathe in the bag. I said, you are kidding me, right?
No one's ever
That's
heard of this
before. That's for hyperventilating,
he said,
isn't it?
No, it will help. This is what you do for asthma. Well, I did breathe into the bag, and go figure, it did not alleviate my asthma. My mother and I looked at each other and left the room. I ended having to go to the hospital for a breathing machine, and when I was done, my mom explained to the hospital doc what had happened, and the doc just looked at us and laughed and laughed and laughed.
Oh, boy.
This is no time for a portal quote. Okay, yeah, it is. It's always time for portal
Any
quotes.
Anytime is a time for a portal quote. At that time, it was not funny. From then on, my mom and I made sure to check Doc's credentials because Doc X apparently had a lot of complaints against him. Yeah, ooh. I'm sure he did. Oi! Dr. X must have graduated at the bottom of his class.
The bottom of his glass. Ooh, maybe that's it was the bottom of a glass that he got his education, not the bottom of his class. Was that homeopathic or was it home I taught myself at pathic?
It's how do I spell homeopathic, doctor?
I taught myself homeopathic medicine at home, of course, and I didn't actually have access to books or the internet, so I didn't really learn a lot.
It was a home study course.
I studied my dog mostly, and my dog had asthma, so.
Or maybe I gave my dog asthma. I'm not sure.
But she could take stairs no problem without an attack.
And I put a bag over her head. With-
so put some puppies reason. In bags.
I really think this doctor could not diagnose his way out of a paper bag.
He just wanted to see. If they had stayed, he'd have gotten the paper bag wet to see if that helped.
Oh my gosh.
Later, he's probably goes to, when he hears about how Heather had to end up being treated, he probably came back saying, you mean I forgot to put the breathing machine inside the paper bag?
Oh my goodness.
It was there the other day. Who borrowed my asthma breathing machine? Oh, Fido has it.
He's like, my dog. My poor asthmatic dog.
Who's now dead because I put a paper bag over its head. It worked for my dog.
You know
it
what?
Stopped breathing.
Plastic paper or plastic paper.
Wow.
Brown plastic bags also help stop your asthma too. They
nice.
Just create a little bit bigger of a problem in the process.
Death.
Problem in the process.
This is not a toy.
What?
Yeah, you need some caffeine right now.
No, I had caffeine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Give him some of your coffee.
I think it's gone.
Before moving on, I want to tell you about a sponsor for this episode. It's a sponsor you've heard before, Rejection Therapy. Have you ever been rejected? Yeah. It's terrible. Jeremy, have you ever been rejected?
I have no response to that.
You're stupid.
What? Okay.
So, you know what?
Okay, my answer is yes.
Now that you know what
just
it's like
now.
Now that you know what it's like to be rejected. You should check out rejectiontherapy.com because it's the real life game with one rule. Get rejected by somebody else every day. Like so you can't reject yourself. This isn't the site to go and play self-rejection with yourself. This is the site where you go,
rejectiontherapy.com.
Get rejected by someone else every day. The game is designed to boost confidence and help people overcome fear of rejection. So check out rejectiontherapy.com and get rejected today. Also, Winnie sent us a voicemail, and this is her voicemail. Now, I have to say, I haven't screened this, so I'll be standing by with Jeremy's little bleeper. just in case I need to screen out anything that Winnie says.
Hi, this is Winnie from Belgium, and I'd like to tell the story of when I broke my arm. I was 10 years old at the time. This is back in 1997. It was a Wednesday afternoon. We get Wednesday afternoons free from school in Belgium. And I was playing outside with my brother.
Let's go live
in Belgium. He was riding his bike, and I was playing with my inline skates. And what I wanted to do what my brother was doing, because he looked so cool. He was jumping with his bike. So I took off my inline skates, and I got on my brother's bike, and I jumped, and I blacked out in the middle of the jump. And when I woke up, I was in very much pain. My knees were scraped, they were very bloody, and my left arm was hurting. So I went back home.
Absolutely hilarious.
Where my dad was, and he looked at my knees and my arm, and he asked me to wiggle my fingers, and I could just wiggle them a little bit. So he didn't think it was broken. He thought it was just a really bad sprain. And he said that we could go to the doctor the next day, that he wanted to wait a night. So the next day, my brother and went to school and my mom went to work. And I went to the doctor with my dad. And the doctor looked at my arm and he said it had to be x-rayed. So he went to the hospital. And we waited and we waited and we got an x-ray and we went with the x-ray back to the doctor. And the doctor said it was broken and we had to go to the hospital to get it operated on because the bones had moved a little bit and they had to be set right again so it would heal properly. And this was in the time before cell phones, so we went home first. And my dad called my mom at work and said, Winnie's in the hospital, but it's nothing bad. And then we went to school to tell my teacher what was going on. And then we went to the hospital. The hospital was right around the corner from the school.
Well, that's good at least.
And I was operated on under general anesthesia and everything. And I woke up with my cast and my dad took me back home, and then my mom came home, and she was really panicked because she had gotten that message at work, and then she had gone to school to pick up my brother, and she had walked with my brother to the hospital because she was really worried because Winnie's in the hospital, oh no, what's wrong? And when she got to the hospital, I wasn't there anymore.
She died.
She came gone. Home and she found out that it was just my arm was broken. Bye.
She's not there because she's busy running up a few flights of stairs just to make sure her arm works.
Don't worry, there's a paper bag over her arm. It's fine.
Wait, did she say that Friday she broke her arm and then the next day her brother and mom went to school and work?
I got
did they
the
work
date.
On Saturdays?
No, it was Wednesday because she was Wednesday. Off.
Okay.
But
sweet.
But wait, you blacked out in the middle of jumping a bike?
Well, what
I wonder
what
if there
I
was a temporal anomaly right at the spot where the bike jump was.
Ooh,
maybe you didn't even fall. Who knows what transpired in the time between when you blacked out and when you woke up on the ground. Just saying.
Did you...
You might have stopped...
Did your watch
problem.
Suddenly become off time with all of the other clocks?
Maybe she was abducted while she was jumping.
Yeah.
Or maybe she stopped an intergalactic battle and they put her back at the exact moment when it all started, only she still had her battle scars.
Well, I like that her dad was so practical. It's kind of like, oh, while we're out taking you to the hospital, let's run a couple errands first. They're on their way. Let's stop by the school. Oh, I needed to pick up a new part.
I thought that she was going to say whenever she got back with the cast and everything that... She said, and then I thought she was going to say, I tried to jump on the bike again.
Maybe I could unbreak my arm by doing it over again.
I love that they had to go back to the doctor.
We have to go back.
Just to find, yes, just to find out that the x-ray said, yes, the arm's broken. Now you have to go back to the hospital again.
Oh, my.
It was like medical ping pong. I'm sorry, Winnie.
But the brown paper bag worked.
Yep. Who needs a cast?
Yeah. Brown paper bag works just as well.
Brown paper bag. Brown paper bag.
Looking like a fool with a brown paper bag on your arm.
Or your face.
Next time Winnie breaks her arm, she should come to America because they will do everything at the hospital. And then, like, even stuff you don't need, they'll do.
And charge you for it.
Yes. That's what I was getting at.
It's kind of like if you go to Mexico, where if your car is going any slower than 55 miles per hour, kids jump all over your car and wash the windows and change your tires and all of that for you, and then ask for money for it afterward.
Is this personal experience?
Partially.
Partially?
Yeah. How do you think I made money as a kid?
Oh, oh my
God. Does that really happen?
You're like, you've got the radar gun. You're like, he's only going 45. Get ready.
I'll wash his windows. You change his tires.
What if you didn't want your tires changed and your car washed?
Well, the tire changing, you can't quite do that 45 like, miles per hour.
Knock them off your car. Get off. I don't want to pay you for doing something I don't need.
That's why those cars with the hydraulics that I've never understood before, why people would put those in. The car rides low and then they bounce it up and down. That's like, why. So
it feels like you're riding an animal, like a camel, like a horse.
8 seconds. If you can stay on my car for 8 seconds, then I'll let you wash my windows.
That's a great idea, actually. Before we go to Mexico, we should put Hira, whatever you call, in the car.
Yeah, we'll get on our little Honda. Oh, yeah. On our Honda Accord. Like, we'll
but who? I couldn't say it.
I would love to see either of your cars be able to bounce up and down. That would be nice kind of coupe. Amazing.
I would love it.
Maybe we'll get the little neon lights.
I feel like I'm riding a horse. Roll down my windows, get the whole...
Yeehaw!
It'd certainly make it easier to get the food at the drive-thru. Oh, one moment.
I was
because the drive thinking
about
limits.
The bouncing. Here's your drink.
No, you just smashed my fries on the roof of my car. What is your problem? Oh, it's my problem. I'm sorry.
Stink. It's all over the place. Can I have a brown paper bag, please? Not for my food. I need to barf in it for a moment. Drew from the West Side of Mars podcast sent in a couple jokes for us related to doctors. These are not personal stories, by the
way. They're jockeys.
Yes, they are jockeys. He says, or these jokes are. So I went into my doctor's office for a checkup. My doctor asked me if I have any trouble. The following conversation took place. Doctor, I have a problem with my throat. Doctor. Go into the other room and disrobe. I'll be there in a minute.
No,
don't worry. This is clean. This is clean, okay? Better be. It's coming from an underage kid.
I Googled it.
Me. Or he said, but doc, it's just my throat. And the doctor says, get in the other room and disrobe and I'll examine you. So I went in there and disrobed, and as I sat in there in my shorts, see, he's still wearing shorts.
Good thing
Good
he
job.
Had shorts under the robe.
Just kidding. Gripping his PlayStation 3 around his chest. Bling around his neck.
And screaming like a girl.
Screaming like a girl with your brilling around your neck.
Brilling?
Brilling. You're brilling. You're Krill, whatever. So I went in there and disrobed, and I sat there in my shorts. I saw another guy sitting there in his shorts
Awkward.
With a gold necklace and holding a PlayStation.
Shut up.
In his shorts with a big package in his hands. It was a PlayStation 3. Can you imagine that, doctor? I've got trouble with my throat, and he tells me to disrobe. And the other guy says, what are you complaining about? I only came here to deliver a package.
Okay. Oh, so that's just what the doctor says. I get jokes. I've heard that one.
Yeah. Here's another one that he sent. Doctors keep telling us to get lots of fresh air, but never tell us where to find it.
What?
One time I had a conversation with a kid. He was like a 12-year-old kid or so. And he was really upset that he had to write a paper about the environment. And he thought it was just ridiculous that he had to write this school paper about the environment. He's so ticked off about it. And he was saying in this conversation, he's like, why do I need to write about a paper about the environment? What good has the environment done for me? And I just said, well, take a deep breath and then think about it.
Did that really happen?
Yes, it
did. Very nice.
It did. And people are wearing the t-shirts all over our local town now. Sort of.
We gave them away.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Seriously. I have one.
It doesn't say that on the t-shirt. But
I'm going to cut it up.
So thank you, Drew, for that feedback. And then one more story here. This is from Anna, wrote in to say, between the ages of 15 and 18, I lived overseas in Spain. My dad works for the Navy, and that's where we were during that time. Stalkers.
It's spot-in.
Spot-in.
At one point, I went to the Naval Hospital on base for a checkup. Apparently, her belly button was having problems or something.
Oh, my.
I knew that.
It's nice, checkup.
It's nice that they have a whole hospital just to belly buttons.
Some people have to have their belly button lint surgically removed.
Nice.
I'd like a belly button change, please. I'm an outie. I'd really like to be an innie.
I actually knew somebody who did that.
Oh, wow.
He had a huge belly button, and he was an outie, and I liked his belly button. But he got it removed.
Wow.
I hope he didn't keep it and frame it somewhere.
He did.
Oh, my God.
He put it in a jar, though.
What?
He put it in a jar.
It's disgusting.
It was.
You've heard of the Tooth Fairy. Well, there was this fat guy in Weens that flies around and collects belly buttons.
Well, you liked it, so it shouldn't have been as disgusting to you.
Was kind of disgusting unattached to him. It looked better on him.
Oh, my goodness.
He looks so good in that belly button.
Oh. Sorry, Anna. Back to your email. At one point, I went to the Naval Hospital on base for a checkup. I had a spot on my thumb that was probably...
Wait, on your hot thumb?
I had a spot on my thumb that was probably eczema.
It turned out to be another belly button. Daniel has a thing for thumbs. At least I didn't call his belly button hot.
Wow, you're looking good today. You're sticking out like a sore thumb.
Oh,
pick
my
up lines
gosh.
That don't quite work.
Yikes.
I like elbows.
Oh my.
Nice.
She says, I had a spot on my thumb that was probably eczema, but I wanted to make sure. I was really itchy and there were some blisters and dry skin. I was pretty sure I knew what it was. Anyway, I asked the doctor about it and he said what I thought it might be. Let me try that again.
You think it might be eczema. This doctor was a mind reader. His name was Dr. X.
Here, your thumb will be better in a paper bag.
Oh, my.
But if we have to cut it off, we're going to put it in a jar.
Inside a paper bag. I imagine now walking out of the hospital with those tall paper bags like you see the winos carrying around.
The winos?
No, it's not a bottle
they're
of
everywhere.
Wine.
Winos.
Wine.
I thought we called them winers.
Let me try that sentence again. Anyway, I asked the doctor about it and said what I thought it might be. He looked at it and said, oh, it's probably a bug bite. I said, even with those blisters? His response, and I'm not kidding, was, oh, yeah, some of those bugs have really big teeth.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Then the doctor told me to run up 4 flights of stairs.
With a paper bag over my head.
When you run into a wall, you won't notice your finger anymore.
Wow. That just sounds like a patronizing doctor.
he was probably Dr. X's brother.
Probably.
The mind reader.
Dr. Y.
Dr. Y.
I believe that all diseases can be healed through the belly button. Thus, I will work at the naval hospital.
Stick your thumb in your navel and it will be fine.
And you twist it all about. And you shake it all about. Ah, I can't get that song right.
I would teach you tonight. We would do the hokey pokey.
Oh, wow.
That sounds so bad.
It does not.
I don't know what you were talking about. Oh my gosh.
Oh, we need to get out because this podcast has been going for a little while. And it's
what?
Been yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, we're
here I am sitting here podcasting like an idiot. Done already. How do you even know?
Oh. Or do you mean an idiote?
No. No. There's no E on the end.
Idio.
Like that would work.
It's French.
Idio.
Idio.
Or that would be a ideo. Great name for like a new fragrance line.
Idio.
Someone's splashing around in the water and it's Idio.
Hey,
buy Idio for your woman today. Idio. So you will no longer feel like an idiot.
Yikes. No.
No. It's time for us to head out.
It's time for the ramen noodle.
Episode. Oh, wait. We already did that part of this show.
Let's go fly a kite.
Let's go make some delicious hot smokes.
You go fly a kite.
Hey.
That's what Ben Franklin's wife would say to him when she'd be angry at him. She'd be like, oh, go fly a kite.
Oh, gosh.
Jeremy, where can people follow you on Twitter?
On Twitter.com/Phlegon. Phlegon.
Can I try to say mine?
Yes.
Twitter.com/JenningsNook. Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Yay!
I have this pet peeve against people saying the at.
I always say the at.
Like,
except for that one.
At the ramen noodle.
Just
you don't follow at something. That doesn't work at all. And don't interrupt me when I'm talking about my Twitter. And you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/theramennoodle. We'd love to hear your funny stories and funny things. If you've got funny stuff to share with us, funny news items, funny stories, funny jokes.
I love that
what
part.
Just happened?
Or if you want to share a guy on doing bagpipes with us. Then you can share that with us. Send it to the ramen. Send it to feedback@theramennoodle.com or call in to 859-353-4332. You can also leave a comment on the show notes at theramennoodle.com/71 and get the links to everything that we mentioned there in the show notes.
It's my birthday this month.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Mom.
So feel free to send happy birthday greetings to my wife, Jenny. And feel free to send us money, too, as birthday greetings.
I didn't ask for money.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx.
I feel like Barbie when she smiled too much.
Bye-bye.
Can I stop smiling now? I really did like his belly button.
That just sounds so wrong.
Nobody else's belly button was like his.
You're just making it worse.
Mute me. Mute. I'm
The desperate cries of a podcaster.
Mute me.
Mute me.
I can't move until you mute me.